sinners got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? Manhood Hour's coming up in the third hour today. It is Wednesday. Again. Already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question for this week. What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? What is the distance, I mean, the difference between a believer and a non-believer? Amazing question. Food for thought for those who want to know themselves. It's not for the children of the lie that don't want it. Stay in your misery, in your hell, in your emotional state. It's not for you. Stay in your revenge, your jealousy, your envy, your insecurities, your stress. It's not for you. It's for those who want to overcome that. And I realize since mankind been on earth, most people don't want to overcome. They love the thrill of feeling whatever it is they're feeling. And they think there's something wrong with you if you don't feel it. Oh, you were so emotional. Emotionalist. Like, if you're not showing some type of emotion, then something is wrong. What the? We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you got to run around and do whatever it is that you're doing and you just can't sit and watch it. You can podcast. But you still can be listening as the show is happening on your phone. It has been made possible that no matter where you are and what you're doing, you could be listening to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's a spiritual battle, and this is hell on earth. Operating through people. God is not man, and earth is not heaven. It's the spirit about it. It's gonna get worse. It can't get better. But you can get better. Your life can get better in spite of the hell on earth. Really, you can be alive, have perfect peace, in spite of the hell that's happening to other people, because that's their world, that's their reality, and it has nothing to do with you as long as they're not hurting you physically. You're fine. And you make a big mistake, but do what you want by trying to save other people from their misery, from their hell. They'll get mad at you and want to hurt you because they're like, what the? Why are you trying to stop me from being miserable? Why are you trying to save me? And then you end up looking silly. Leave people alone. As long as they're not hurting you physically, leave them alone and let them live in the misery that they want. Because if they didn't want it, they would not have it. They want to be miserable. They want to be unhappy. They want to be stressed. They want to be angry / resentful. They want fear. They want to be revengeful. They want to gossip. They want suicidal thoughts. Who would they be if they didn't have the thrills? They want to feel good and then feel bad and then be excited and then be emotional, scared, or whatever. What is your business? Why is your business that? That's what they want. Leave them in their misery and don't judge them. They know not what they do. They're blind. They're asleep. And you live your life. I don't care if it's the only people you are responsible for a while, if you have children, little children, not adult children. If you have adult children, you are no longer responsible for them. At least not, well, not for them, period. I want to say at least not for salvation, but you spoil them by taking care of them, letting them, especially men, boys, letting them live at home until they're 30, 40, 50, and that's evil. But you're not responsible for other people. And there is no love in human nature. Nobody loves you, and you love nobody. There's no love. What the? It's funny how you used to think that that was love and human. There was something good in human nature. It's not. There's nothing good in human beings. No good. You're not going to find it. You hear people say, well, find something good in them. I challenge you to do that. You're never going to find anything good in them or yourself. And if you think you have, you're lying. So it's up to you. You can be free. You can be in control of your own world. Or you could be in damnation. You could be miserable. You could be angry. You could be into your thoughts and emotions. Or you could be free. It's up to you. The way has been made. So the way has been made home. You either take that route home or you don't. The one that made the way home is not going to come looking for you. He's not going to come looking for you. He's going to wait until you ask to find your way home. Really. Isn't that amazing? It's so beautiful to know that, too. He, the truth, is not going to impose on you at all, and you don't have a right to impose on others. So this guy that's been accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk, that's his name? Kirk. Showed up in court yesterday. so that the judge can tell him what his future is going to look like. And according to NBC News, Tyler Robertson, I believe it's Tyler, maybe Taylor. I think it's Taylor. Oh, I don't know if it's Taylor or Tyler. Is it Tyler or Taylor?
Tyler.
Oh, they're not telling me out there. Huh? So, wasn't it?
It's Tyler.
Tyler Robertson. No, I did not hear you. Tyler Robertson made his first appearance by video link in a Utah courtroom on yesterday. And they said that he sat emotionally in front of the judge, the district judge there in the court. And so my question is, why do they have to say he sat emotionally? Why is it important whether he were emotionless or not? He sat emotionless. I'm wondering out loud. I'm just wondering. I'm not calling it right or wrong. But had he sat emotionally when carrying on crying or mad or show some type of sorrow or sadness, would you accept that as being good? Oh, he felt bad about what he had done. But because he sat emotionless, according to this report, what are you thinking, that he didn't care? It's just food for thought, because I noticed that the world is totally into emotions. You are expected to be emotional no matter what. And if you're not emotional, something wrong with you, they say. Not that they said this, but I'm wondering. I'm wondering. He could send me a man that's supposed to present himself quietly, not put on a show, especially if you're a criminal suspect. That's right. I'm wondering why they made the point that he sat emotionless. Emotionless. Just food for thought. And here's where they read off the charges against him. Watch it from NBC News.
Tyler Robinson, the suspect in last week's fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, made his first court appearance on camera from the county jail Tuesday.
I have reviewed your declaration. State of Utah versus Tyler James Robinson. Could you state your name?
My bad.
State of Utah versus Tyler James Robinson.
Are you starting over? The right one?
Correct. This is the one.
Okay, go ahead.
State of Utah versus Tyler James Robinson. Could you state your name?
Tyler James Robinson.
Mr. Robinson, I also wish to inform you of your rights against self-incrimination. Anything that you say in court today could be used against you, and we want to protect your constitutional rights. Mr. Robinson, at this time, you will remain in custody without bail.
Just for the court's information, we did file just recently, within the last few minutes, a notice of intent to seek the death penalty that was filed by Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
Is that it?
That's the one you were saying, emotionless in court.
Oh, okay.
Correct?
That's clip 17-1A?
That's the one I just played.
And so y'all cut it off right there?
No, that's the whole clip.
That's the whole clip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Isn't it nice to see, at least it was a male judge and not a female judge, for a change? You don't see mama sitting up there? The lawyer with male is a male. A male, huh? Here is an update on the case.
Tyler Robinson, the suspect in last week's fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, made his first court appearance on camera from the county jail Tuesday.
I have reviewed your declaration of financial status and find that you are indigent. I'm provisionally appointing a Rule 8 qualified attorney to represent you on your case.
Earlier, the Utah County Attorney announced charges against Robinson, who has been held without bail since he was arrested after more than a 30-hour manhunt by local, state, and federal authorities.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty.
Investigators are piecing together evidence, including a rifle found in a wooded area after last Wednesday's shooting at Utah Valley University in Orem.
DNA consistent with Robinson was found on the rifle's trigger. After shooting Mr. Kirk, Robinson hid the gun, discarded the clothing he wore when he fired the rifle, and told his roommate to delete incriminating text messages and not talk to police. Children were present at the time of the shooting.
As the investigation continues, a spokesperson for Discord and two law enforcement sources confirmed to CBS News an account appearing to belong to the suspect claimed responsibility for the shooting in a group chat.
Amazing. They said that, I thought the vest he had on was a bulletproof vest, but from what I'm hearing, the vest is a suicide prevention vest. Hell on earth inside of human beings. Amazing, huh? And it's not going to get better on earth. My country is not coming back. It's gone. But again, you can be at peace if you want to. If you want to live from within, you can live from without and experience and go through the hell that's on earth, or you can live from within and be at peace. They won't know you're at peace because they'll think that you feel and think the way they think and feel. The children of the lie, the evil ones. The ones that instead of praying for you, they attack you. They think that you feel what they feel. They won't know, but you will. But you will. And I was thinking, reflecting on this, it's amazing that this guy was like in his early 20s, according to a report. This Tyler Robinson guy. And already he has allowed anger / evil, revengeful, destroy his life already. Isn't that amazing? What a mess. Human nature, Satan owns your mind and your emotions. You're not in control of that. And you want to, he has to deceive you to believe, to make you believe you're in control, and you're not. Apparently, the vest that he had on are made in such a way that you can't turn it into a noose or to hang yourself. They don't want this guy to kill himself, I guess. Amazing, huh? This is the Old Testament happening right now on earth. The New World, the New Testament is inside of you. You can live from there or you can live from outer in the Old Testament and not be free. Remember that was an old man that they had captured at the event at first, and they were thinking that he was the one that did the shooting. And then they realized later that he wasn't the one to do the shooting, according to the report. And so they let him go. But apparently something changed along the way. The old man who claimed to have shot Kurt was arrested for more than just obstruction of justice from Fox Now. That last soundbite was from KREM 2 News. This is from Fox Now. Authorities have announced that a man who claimed to be the person who shot Kurt has been arrested and charged with other obstructions of justice and 4 counts of possession of child sex abuse material. Watch this.
Investigators now say the man who they initially thought was Charlie Kirk's assassin admitted to screaming that he was the gunman to allow the real shooter to get away. Earlier today, the Utah Department of Public Safety explained George Zinn had attended that event, and after the gunshot was fired, he screamed that he had shot Charlie Kirk. Viral videos like this one showing Zinn as he was quickly taken into custody by authorities there. When he was brought to the University Police Department, Zinn allegedly refused to speak with investigators, but was later transported to the hospital for some type of medical emergency. That is where Utah officials say Zinn confessed that he did not shoot Kirk, but that he wanted to hinder the investigation and allow the real shooter time to get away. Zinn also faces charges for possession of child sex abuse material after investigators say they found disturbing images in his phone involving children. The Utah Department of Public Safety says there is no evidence that Zinn worked with the shooter in any way, but the investigation, they say, is still ongoing.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing. What a mess. And one more I want to play for you. And some of you know that they have these memorial things around town, different areas, honoring Charlie. And so according to X, a memorial honoring Charlie Kirk at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington has been repeatedly defaced by unhinged left students. Watch this from X.
Can somebody get a lighter?
Wow, it's really cute.
Thank you. Freedom of speech.
Bye. Have a good night.
Jesus loves you.
Of course.
Who?
Jesus.
Wait, take a peek. Who's that?
Okay.
Bye.
Take the paintbrush out of her hand.
Yeah, no. Tell me.
Take the paintbrush out of her hand.
Do not.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh. Oh.
Hey. No.
Yeah, she got tools for everyone. All of our things.
She's just touching us.
If she goes, all of us.
Whoever's the leader, why don't we go ahead and pray together?
Yes.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for Charlie Kirk. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his family. We thank you for giving Charlie Kirk the courage of faith.
More than happy to speak. Sorry, I'm hesitant to speak.
The police showed up and said he wanted to talk to her, so she was laying her paintbrush down and going off to speak to the cops. I'm thinking as I'm watching this now, these kids should be at school having fun, studying, having fun, and they're out doing stuff like this. Isn't that amazing? They have nothing better to do. They've been taught and trained that being a liberal or being a conservative is so important and worth fighting for. So instead of enjoying class and having fun and doing what young people do, go out and fight one another. Protect your side, being a liberal or being a Republican. They have been taught wrong, and they're not enjoying life. And they're going to look around, they're going to be old, and they're going to wonder what happened. And they're going to wonder what happened. They've been brainwashed at such an early age. And this is the ones who brainwashed them. This is what they brainwashed them for, to carry out acts like this. Serving nothing good but underside of evil. What a mess. Now, she had nothing better to do. If those people want to put up a memorial honoring Charlie, they go out and do it. That's on them. And they leave them alone. But she had nothing better to do but to go out and spray paint or put paint on what they had designed in memory of Charlie. Think about that. And the only good that it, only thing that it served her, because it wasn't good, was a thrill. She got the thrill of thinking about doing that, going out and doing it, and watched the people's reaction from it. It was all the thrill. And then if they should arrest her or it's time to pay the consequences, she's going to get a different thrill. And that thrill is going to be like, what have I done? I'm in trouble. But that's just going to be another thrill. And then she'll relax for a while, then she'll go do it again, unless she overcomes the thrill, understand what's going on. Hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. This is hell on earth. And as soon as you wake up from within, you're going to realize this is hell on earth coming through human beings. You see the note from Derek Nick? No. It's hell on earth, and it's going to get worse. It's the Old Testament. The new world is inside of you. Let me go to Spain and talk to Mary. Mary, you are on the air. What? What? Oh, I accidentally hung up on Mary. Oh, Mary, I think I accidentally hung up on you and called back all the way from Spain. Let me go over to Norway. Sorry about that, Mary. Let me go to Norway and talk to William. William, you are on the air. I didn't drop Hello. William. Hold on, Hello. William. Let me take a quick break. Hold on, William. I'll get to you right after this break. 888-775-3773. And Mary from Spain, if I dropped you, call back. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to bottom, my nonprofit. and we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee. Report is coming up at 9 a.m. H-A-K-E. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then, the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And we have a Women's Forum tomorrow night. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Women's Forum is every third Thursday of the month. So come on down, ladies. And today at 2 p.m., Punchy TV. I'm going to be on Punchy TV today. JLP will be on Punchy TV today at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And last but not least, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday at 11 a.m. I had a, as I always do, an amazing conversation and with Scott Adams. It was fun. It was interesting. And Scott Adams is the creator of the Dilbert cartoons and the host of the Real Coffee, Real, R-E-A-L, Real Coffee with Scott Adams. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So I had planned at the end of June to take my life.
Were you wondering if you were going to hell or heaven?
That's not part of my belief system. But I do think there's a non-zero chance that we're a simulation. That still implies that we're created by some higher intelligence.
Anytime you go into thoughts about the past or future, you're asleep.
I think even the scientists would agree.
So are you asleep or awake right now?
How would I know? How would I know?
You're going to love it. Really. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy this one. Scott Adams, he think about things. He wonder about things. He's not just walking through life, not trying to understand. So that's on Friday at 11 a.m. You can support the Fallen State by going to the YouTube channel there, thefallenstate.tv, and become a member. You can join or whatever. Or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And don't forget to check out a live, are we live on Punchy?
Yes.
A live episode of Punchy TV today at 2 p.m. I will be there if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Let me go back to William out of Norway. William, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
I have two questions. The first one is the shooting of Charlie and the Ukrainian girl. Do you think this happened, it was coincidence, or do you think even though from the outside Charlie was saying everything that you say or that everything that sounds good, and the Ukrainian girl looked like an innocent girl because the heart was wicked that they attracted this to happen, or do you think like it's just coincidence and nature just did this?
I have not put that type of thought, those type of thoughts into it at all. I just know that the people who have carry out those acts were evil, because as far as I know, they didn't know the man that was accused of stabbing the young lady from Ukraine, and the man that's been accused of killing Charlie. They didn't know them. They didn't have. It was just evil. William, I don't know if it's a coincidence or anything, but I know it was evil. And these type of things.
Yeah.
And these type of things we should expect, because this is evil. This is hell on earth. And knowing that human beings are evil, you can always expect the worst from human beings.
But
because they have no love.
Do you think that this will happen if they were good? Like, you saw what happened to Trump, like, he didn't die. And do you think, like, this will happen if the Charlie and the girl was with God and good?
That's a good question. Again, I don't know. And I know what you're asking me, because I've heard it said that Trump were not killed because he has an invisible bubble around him, or something is protecting him from evil. Whereas with Charlie and the young lady, they were not protected. So I've heard it being said, but I don't know. To be honest with you, William, I don't know.
Okay.
William, how are you calling in?
How?
Yeah, from all the way. And hey, ask him about it so you understand it.
Yeah, what are you using to call in?
Do you have my phone?
So you have international calling?
And the reason we're asking, William, because there are other people from international want to call into the show. And at one time we had Skype, right?
Yeah, people can't call via Skype.
But they don't
Skype
have
anymore.
Skype anymore. So he's wondering how you're doing it.
I'm just calling directly.
Oh, okay.
So it's 001-888-775-3773?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Go ahead, William. You had another question.
I have another personal question. I read your book about the guy, the comedian guy, who saw himself and he put fire in himself. Do you remember this?
Never as a black man if he remembers. You remember, James?
I didn't catch what he said.
This was a comedian you spoke about in your book where he saw something in himself and he put, like, fire. He burned himself.
And did he die?
No, he was, like, a comedian, a famous comedian, black comedian.
Oh, you're talking about Richard Pryor.
Yeah, Richard Pryor.
Yeah. And what about it?
And I was thinking about the story you told, and do you think, because I'm seeing myself like avoiding to work on myself, and do you think I'm hiding because I'm afraid to see what is inside me?
So you said you are avoiding working on yourself?
Yes, I'm avoiding working myself and avoiding the world as well.
Oh,
well, I feel like I'm hiding from something.
And it's not you, but it's the evil spirits inside of you. They're hiding, and they don't want you to work on yourself. And so they're telling you and giving you a reason why not to. You're believing it. And the reason you're believing it, because you're not ready to overcome evil. So just stay miserable until you're ready. You're not ready to overcome.
So
why are you not ready to overcome evil?
I don't. I think it's fear. I think I have too much fear.
Fear of what? You are afraid to be free?
I don't know if you remember, but I called one time. I was doing the silent prayer, and For one second, I felt the most, like, paralyzing fear when I was thinking about being nothing. And I think, like, if I have felt, if I was, like, I'm too afraid, I think.
Well, the thing that felt like the fear of being nothing was not you. Those were the demons that made a home in you, the spirits that made a home in your mind and emotions. They are afraid that they have to, they, if you had stayed with it, they would have to leave you, and they don't want to have to leave you because evil spirits have made home, have made a home in human beings. They live inside of human beings. And so they made you think, well, who will you be if you don't have this and you don't have this emotion or that or those thoughts? And you thought that it was you feeling that, but it wasn't you at all.
But this fear, it was only 1 second, and the fear was so much that I think if I have felt it longer, I would be, like, dead or paralyzed. The fear was too extreme for, like, 1 second only, you know?
And who told you that had you felt it longer, you would be dead or paralyzed? Where did you get that idea from?
Because that 1 second, the seriousness was, I don't know, was...
I know, but where did you get the idea that if you felt it longer, you would be dead or paralyzed? Where did you get those ideas from? Who told you that?
No, I was alone. Nobody told me.
Somebody did tell you that. You were alone, but you were not alone. You were in your imagination. In your imagination, the spirits of evil told you that. You thought you told you that, but you didn't. There is no such thing as you telling you anything. You will listen to thoughts and feelings, and they lied to you. That if you feel this a little longer, you will be dead. You will be paralyzed. They will be dead, and they don't want to die. They don't want to leave you, but you thought it was you. You were lied to.
But the fear was...
But even fear is not even real.
But it feels real.
I'm sorry?
I felt it was very real. Like,
but
only
it's
one
not. Fear is an illusion that pretend to be real. And it stops you from living. Anyone that goes with fear don't live. It stops you from doing the things you want to do in life.
So what should I... Okay. What should I be doing then? I see myself trying to be somebody I'm not. And
what do you mean by that?
I want people to see me in a certain way.
And who are you?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
I don't know who I am.
So then how do you know you goal. Want people to see you in a certain way if you don't know who you are?
Because my focus is like how I dress or how I look. And when I meet people, I'm not really myself, but I'm like acting.
Yeah, that's all human beings. All human beings are like that. And how do you want them to see you?
Like I'm cool, or like I'm more like a man, or I want respect, or
why are you concerned about how someone sees you?
I think I want to be accepted. I don't know. I don't know why I want this, but I feel it, and I see myself doing things I don't want to do.
And do you like living that way?
No, I'm miserable.
Well, then why don't you drop it?
I don't know how. Or I don't think I have the power just to drop it.
You don't. The light, the situation is you put it on, the fake you is putting on a fake personality to get people to like you, and people never going to like you anyway. Human beings don't love one another. They don't like each other. And so you put it on a fake personality for no reason. And so the solution is bring that to the light, and the light will destroy it. And you bring it to the light by becoming aware of it, living from within and being aware of it. And the solution to overcoming that is bringing it to the light, and the light will take care of it.
But I also see that it doesn't last. Like, when I meet somebody, like, if they are interested and I see that they admire me at first, right? But I can act all the time, you know? And then they lose interest.
Well, let me tell you this, because of time, living your hell, you're not ready to overcome it yet. Because all you're doing, every time I tell you what to do, what's going on, you come up with another excuse. So you love your misery. So as long as you love the thrill of misery, putting on a fake act, trying to get people to like you, people not going to like you anyway, you stay with it. When you're ready to overcome, you will. You're not ready.
So I just be like this until I'm ready?
Yeah, you're not ready. So live in your misery, live in your hell until you're ready to overcome. Then you will overcome.
And do you think, like, the silent prayer will work right now when my heart is not ready, or?
No, it ain't going to work. It only work. God, the truth, only help those who are ready to overcome hell.
Okay.
So you're not ready, will you? So just suffer. What the?
And there is no way to be serious and be ready.
Yeah, there is a way. When you're tired and fed up with living the way you're living, you shall be free. You will let go and let the truth take over and deal with the darkness of the thoughts and emotions. All thoughts and emotions are dark and evil, and is deeper and worse than what I can explain. Emotional people, whether so-called good-feeling, nice emotional people or bad-feeling, bad emotion, they both are pure evil.
No, I mean, now, let's say I'm not ready, right? And right. I accept that. Is there a way I can be ready, or I just have to wait till something bad happens in my life to be ready?
For some people, that's what it takes, but you don't have to wait until something bad happens. If you wait for something bad to happen, you might not overcome it. You can wake up without having to have something bad happen in your life. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's my question. How can I be ready and sincere and wanting the truth?
By just admitting that you're evil and you want to overcome, be still, and it will happen.
Okay, so I have still a chance even though I'm not ready, right?
You don't have a chance if you're not ready.
My question is how I can be ready.
I just told you.
Okay.
Did you hear what I told you? How you can be ready? You can be ready when you're tired of living in your misery. When you're fed up with living in fear and doubt, emotions, worry, when you're fed up with that, when you're fed up with trying to please people, when you're fed up with it, then you can overcome it.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Do you understand now?
I feel like I'm fed up and I'm tired, but still I don't know what to do.
And watch. That's all you need to do. And that's all you can do. Be aware of what's happening inside of you. And there's nothing else to do. Or there's nothing else you can do. No can do.
Okay, silent prayer and watching myself and how I feel.
Watching the false self. Because you're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. They're not from God. And they're not you. So watch the false self. And the false self will disappear. and the true self will appear.
Okay, and if the if I want to be looking in some type of way more than truth, that means I'm not ready, right?
No, it doesn't mean that. It means that you think that that's you that want to look a certain way. It's not you thinking that.
But do you live in your life right now? It's like you are free and you just be yourself and you don't act for nobody? Or do you sometimes act or you feel like you have to act sometimes?
I never. And knowing this is not going to help you. It's all, you're going to have, it's going to help you when you do it, when you be it. But I never give a second thought about putting on a front in front of anyone. There's no one on earth that mean that much to me.
Okay, now I will try this.
What?
I will try this. I always, from I was a child, I always wanted to be like free from, like I want to be myself, but I never knew like how to do it.
And now you know and you won't do it. I told you, you have to go in for, you see that you're angry or slash emotional or emotional, but resentful. Anyone that has anger is evil and you won't be yourself. You're a son or daughter of Satan. When you admit, I'm evil, I'm angry, I am wrong, and then go and forgive your mother and your father, everything will start to change. By itself, when you can confess that you're evil, and most human beings will not confess that. They'll rather say that they're alcoholic or drug addict or something else than to say that they're evil. And they're never going to be free until they can admit that. And all angry people are evil. All resentful people are evil.
I can see that people are evil, but I don't
know.
You
are too.
It myself. Yeah, I don't know how to look. I can see other people are evil, but I cannot see myself being evil, and I don't know why. But intellectually, I say to myself, yes, I'm evil, I'm bad. And,
well, do the silent prayer. William, I got to run, but do the silent prayer, and the light will show you, because if you want to see it, the light will show it to you. And then you can overcome. But do the silent prayer. Stay with that.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Should
I wait?
Super chat.
Super.
No more thoughts about our coffee. Am I supposed to do anything to benefit myself in this life? I truly can't see how I could make any choice that wouldn't just add to all my burdens.
I got to take a break. I want to respond to that. I have enough time.
We'll read the rest later.
Yeah, we'll pick up that. We'll start back with that one. As soon as I come back. And your phone call. 888-77. Just hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back. I made it. Did I make it? I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A storm's coming in because it's been quiet and we need a storm. It's the quiet before the storm. Not we, but you guys over there who have to face the Atlantic. We face the Pacific. And there's a state visit. Our greatest President Trump and first lovely First Lady Melania Trump visiting the so-called United Kingdom, England, etc. And as you may have heard earlier this hour on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin in court, emotionless. And peace in the Middle East. Israel was accused by an independent UN something or other that they're committing genocide in Gaza. And Ben and Jerry's. Jerry left Ben and Jerry's, not necessarily because he's mad at Ben, but this is some ice cream brand, liberal communist ice cream brand. They're mad at British. They're owned by this British company, Unilever. They sold out, right? And since they sold out, they're controlled by Unilever, who's stifling their radical anti-American political agenda, anti-Christian political agenda. So communism. That's what I call it, right? Shout out, Ben and Jerry's. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the 17th of September. Punchy TV today. JLP going to be on Punchy TV, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, 2025 AD. The lines are full. You can call in every so often, all right? We'll get back right back to your calls, and we'll get to your super chats as well. We started to do the first super chat. There was one left over from yesterday that we came in afterwards, right? A couple of them. And we'll get to the ones today as well. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports hurricane season, right? Stirring again after an unusual three-week quiet spell. New tropical depression. That's a name for a type of storm. It's not as bad as like a hurricane. It's just a, I don't know why they call it that. Anyway, it just formed in the Atlantic that could soon become Tropical Storm Gabrielle. Nice, a woman's name, which is what storms should be called, women's names. And a state visit, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump of the United States of America, and the lovely First Lady, Melania Trump, are in the United Kingdom for a historic visit, state visit, writes Commie Nonsense, at the invitation of King Charles III. This week's trip is a rarity, as Trump already received a formal state visit in 2019. During his first term. This is his second term, but it was interrupted so rudely by our second greatest president, Sleepy Joe Biden. I call him second greatest because he was out of it. I don't know, whatever. But he was not really good at all. Hosted by the late Queen Elizabeth back in 2019, right? But she has since died and gone to heaven or wherever, right? Typically, second-term presidents are not afforded the pomp of another state visit. Analysts say economic issues will be at the top of the agenda as Trump meets with various UK officials. Those meetings will coincide with anti-Trump demonstrations that could divert attention away from the diplomatic business at hand. I doubt it. Political activists overnight already projected massive images. Probably not massive because images are not massive. But anyway, huge images of Trump and Jeffrey Epstein over onto Windsor Castle. Pretty degenerate, huh, these people. Four people were arrested for the public stunt. Nice. Right on. They don't have freedom of speech, and I'm happy about that. Anyway, Charlie Kirk's shooting investigation, the 22-year-old accused of... I'm kidding around about the free speech thing, by the way. The views expressed by Haig do not reflect Bond JLP. Anyway, the 22-year-old accused of killing conservative political activist Charlie Kirk, a conservative American hero, a real American, who died... appeared virtually, they say, in court, meaning that he was not in person. Oh, I didn't know that. On Tuesday, to hear the charges against him, he showed no emotion as the judge read the seven criminal counts. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. Third hour, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. You can get involved now by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, by the way, that's 888-77-JESSE, no I. My biblical question, what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? And now I'm a believer. What's the difference between a believer? I'm looking at the video that the anchor baby put with that. Did you do that? Derek did that.
Derek put this one.
Derek, he brought
it. Like he put these together.
He brought it. It's funny. It's good. Thank you, Derek. What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? Then I saw your face. Now I'm a believer. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around taking your kids to a governmental school because you don't love them enough to stay home and raise them, or if you are fighting ICE because they're sending the lawbreakers back home, illegal aliens back home, and you need them to stay here so they can vote Democrat, or you feel so sorry for them, and so you're out protesting ICE, and instead of trying to help ICE, you're in the way, or you're just going to the gym or going for a walk or running, working out. You can listen to, you can podcast, but listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. No, not iPad. I've been told you can't on the iPad. On the phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So listen, here's what I got to do. I want to Mary from Spain. Apparently she hung up just when I was about to take her call in the first hour, and she's calling all the way from Spain. And as you know, it never rains. What is this about Spain and the rain?
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
I knew something like that. I have no idea what that means. But that's a white person thing. That's white people's stuff. Oh, amazing. What does it mean?
It has to do, I don't even know if it's an
I'm
accurate,
asking hate. I'm the hate report.
I don't even think it's an accurate statement necessarily. It's just, you're supposed to practice enunciating different words, pronouncing
that's true.
Words.
The life of the wife was taken by the night.
It's from the movie My Fair Lady, right? Anybody know?
I don't know that.
It's a white movie.
I didn't know it was white.
It's a white boomer and older people movie.
Oh.
Shout out.
Shout out to the elderly.
I didn't say elderly. That's his word. I disclaim.
Shout out to the old people.
Whoa.
Which would you prefer to call it? Old people or elderly?
Elderly is kind of worse sounding.
Sure, yeah. I'd rather say old people.
Right. But you're supposed to say older people.
Oh, shout out to the older people.
Yeah.
Rather than old people.
But the older people don't have sensitive egos, so you can call them old or elderly.
Yeah, they don't care about that. Yeah, I'm old, and they say. Anyway, let me go to Mary out of Spain. Mary, thank you for calling back. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
No, I cannot hear you, Mary.
Okay, and now? Better?
No, not now. Better.
Okay, I understand. How are you? Good?
All is well, Mary. And yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, that's good. I'm sorry for earlier. I had to hang out.
Okay.
Hang up.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. So, Jesse, I'm calling because I broke up 1 month ago with my boyfriend, right? And he tried to do everything to win me back, but I don't want to be with him. Yesterday, he called me crying. And he pretty much told me, like, he wants to kill himself if he doesn't get back with me. I don't want that, but I don't know what to do with that information. What should I do? I mean, I don't love him, but I don't want to be the responsible of someone's death, you know?
And how are you responsible of his death? That's his life. How are you responsible if someone else take their life?
I mean, if I can do something to stop him, you know?
Why do you want to stop him?
I don't know. Because otherwise it would be my fault.
How would it be your fault, Mary?
Because he wants to be back with me, and I don't want that. So that.
But Mary, how would it be your fault that somebody else decide that they want to take their life? How is that your fault?
I know what you're trying to say, but
no,
it
was
a
question.
I wasn't
trying to say anything. I ask a question. How is it your fault at all that someone else decides that they want to take their life?
It would not be my fault. But
so then why do you feel that way then? What?
I would feel responsible for that.
Why?
Because he tells me that, you know.
He
says it's either... Because he says it's either we get back together or he will hurt himself, you know. And he started crying a lot, and I don't know what to do.
When he was crying, did you tell him he was lying? When people cry,
no.
They only doing it because they want to manipulate you and control you so they can get what they want.
Yes, yes, yes. He tried everything, and just yesterday. I think he came out with this new idea, you know?
When women are crying, they're only crying because they want to get what they want, whether it's right or wrong. They cry because they know they're going to get what they want when they cry.
Yes.
But Mary, why do you feel responsible? That person is an individual, and if they want to take their lives, it has nothing to do with you. It's not your business at all.
I will feel sadness, like when Charlie Kirk died, you know, I would feel a little bit sad, like a human being has left this world.
And who are you?
I'm no one. I know this question. I'm no one.
What?
I'm no one.
So who will feel sad then? When you say I will feel sad. Who are you referring to? Who are you talking about?
The devil.
So why are you calling the devil nature you?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yes. mean,
no, that was a question.
He should do what? Because Jesse, I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean, he should do whatever he wants, right? And
that's
and
his life. If you want to take his life, he had. God gave him that life as a gift, and he can take that gift and do whatever he want with it. And it's nobody's business. If I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Yeah. Jesse, should I tell him anything else, or should I just
Why
block
even
him?
Communicate with him at all?
Because he's calling me from different numbers.
Well, don't answer. Yes, if it's an unknown number, don't answer and see the message that he leaves.
Okay. Okay, so I shouldn't care. I even called his sister, you know, and I told him, like, I don't think he should be alone and someone should be with him.
Okay, you've called his sister and said, this man talking about taking his life. Y'all need to go there and take care of him. And now why don't you drop it and move on with your life?
Exactly.
No, exactly. That was a question.
Yes. No, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move on with my life.
But
yes,
why are you already doing that, though? Why haven't you already started doing that?
I did, Jesse. When I broke up with him, I swear I didn't feel anything. I was like a wall, you know? I didn't feel anything. And I was good until he called me yesterday. And you know, and I had a dream about this, and I just wanted to call you and ask for your advice, and that's all. But
Mary, you do what you want, of course. You make your own decision, but I recommend you. You're still doing the silent prayer, right?
Yes.
Every morning, every night.
No.
Well, then you're not doing it. Why not? You're not going to get the prize unless you do what you're told to do. And the Father said,
you know,
stay present. Pray without ceasing. Always be present. Then you'll get the prize. Why are you not doing the silent prayer so you can always be present rather than lost in your head? Because anyone that lost in their imagination is separated from God.
Because I think I'm smarter than that, and I don't miss. That's true. And I don't need the silent prayer. Like, I can...
Well, then suffer, Mary. Suffer and die.
I can get this prize without the silent prayer.
You're not going to get the prize unless you do what the truth tell you. People don't listen. That's why they don't get the prize. The truth says, precious, you got to forgive, number one. Admit you're evil. You're wrong. You're mad. Anyone has anger is evil. Admit it. Go and forgive.
No, I'm not.
Do the silent prayer, and then you'll get the prize. But if you don't follow what the truth says, you're never going to get the prize. You will never get freedom.
I don't have anger. I was good for 1 month. I forgave. I thought I didn't need the silent prayer, but...
And who told you that?
I do. Yeah, the devil.
No, who told you you didn't need the silent prayer anymore?
My mind, yes.
Why would you listen to the devil? All people who listen to the thoughts are listening to the devil. They are worshiping the devil. He's setting them up for a failure.
You are right. Yes, you are right. I will do the silent prayer. Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Jesse. And I have another question.
And so, Mary, let me say this to you about this. The guy you broke up with, let his family know that he's talking about suicide, and then you'll be done with it.
Exactly. I already did that with his sister.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm
don't
not
answer the phone.
For anything.
Don't answer the phone or anything with unknown numbers and all that. That way you don't have to listen to that. Because he's just trying to draw you back in. He want what he want. He doesn't care what you want.
Yes. Yes, you are right. Yes.
And that's not love. That's evil.
I don't think he loves me. I think he wanted someone to be there for him, you know, to give him attention, to, you know?
No, he doesn't love you because if he loved you, he wouldn't be acting that way based on what you've said.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right. He would.
Do you need to ask Mary how she's calling?
Sure.
And Mary, before you had a second question. Then Hake has a question for you, but you have a second question. Go ahead.
Yes, the second question is, Jesse, would you recommend me to get to know someone I might be interested in or no? Or
you got your eye on another man?
Kind of.
No wonder you don't want this other guy back. What?
Yeah. Maybe that's the reason. Yeah.
What love got to do with it? So your question, do I recommend what?
Yes, I mean, should I get to know him? What would you recommend? I don't know what to do.
Is he trying to get to know you already?
Yes.
Oh. Have you met him already?
Once, yes.
Well, here's what I recommend. Do it tomorrow, but Mary, you got to seek what's right first, so you have that before anybody or anything. You want what's right first, right? And then the truth, the light of God, the light of what's right will guide you. And so if you do talk to this new guy, you won't have in your mind, oh, this is my husband, this is from God, I'm going to marry him. You would just date him without any expectation at all. And if it works out naturally, it'll be fine. And if it doesn't work naturally, it'll be fine. But you got to make sure you're not looking for anything from him.
Okay, no expectations, right?
Right, no expectations. I like, yeah.
Okay.
No expectations. Okay. You're just dating, going out for a cup of coffee and whatever.
No.
But
no sex, no kissing.
What?
No sex, no kissing also, right?
Right. You already thinking about kissing him and sexing him?
No.
No sex, Mary. Wait till you get married.
Yes, I will do that, yeah. And that's where all the problems come from, you know?
Absolutely. Because the moment you have sex with him, ownership going to set in. You're going to feel like you can't live with him and you can't live without him.
Yeah. Yeah, and we think it's love, but actually it's lust.
That's all that it is. It's not love at all.
Yeah. And about the question from Hake.
Yeah,
Hake. I know what he's going to ask.
What?
Yes.
What is he going to ask?
I think for the call, for how do I call, right?
No, he was going to ask you for a date.
No.
And if you don't date me, I'll kill myself. Just kidding. That's not a joking matter. That's not funny.
Yeah, that's not joking.
It's a song. I used to not like that song.
Oh. What love got to do with it? Yeah, Mary, go ahead.
Yes, that was the question, right?
Right. How are you calling?
Yes. I wanted to tell you, like, you had for a few months, at least from my phone, I couldn't make the call, you know? And maybe I thought it was from my phone, but I think now it was from your computer or programming. From Spain, we couldn't call to your show, at least for 1 month.
Oh.
Okay? But I'm calling, yes. And I've tried multiple times, and I don't know, but right now it's good. But actually yesterday for a moment I couldn't call, and I thought like you guys blocked the numbers from international, but I don't know.
No, we didn't block it. What happened was when they stopped FaceTime. Is it FaceTime?
Skype
went out of business or something, shut down or something. And so the people that call from overseas like that were not able to call because there was no Skype.
Yes, but Jesse, from at least from Europe, we don't use much Skype, right? And the people from Europe that call you, they use like the direct number, +1.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Direct 888-775.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, so you, do you have to
not
put
from
a
Skype?
Do you have to put 00 in front of it or no?
It's either 001 or plus one.
Oh, okay.
But it's usually plus one.
Oh, okay? Nice.
Well, right. That's good to know. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Yeah.
Is it over Wi-Fi calling? She might
what?
Know. Is it Wi-Fi calling?
What? No. No. Okay. It's just like
you have
regular numbers. You know? So, yes, international.
Nice. A lot of people overseas have international calling plan. Nice. Sweet. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Actually, we turn it on, you know, the international calls.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you should advise people to turn it on because sometimes they call and they cannot get through you, but because they don't know that they have it off. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for the heads up on that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mary, I wish you well with your new love, but you move on and don't let anyone control you with emotions. That's how women control men. And men control women when they can become emotional. The only reason that they're becoming emotional because they want to control you. They want what they want, and they don't care what you want.
Yes, yes. And a quick update, Jesse. I was going to buy a house, and I called you to say that, but then I didn't buy it. So, and I didn't get sad or upset or anything. I just let it be. You know, it was not meant to be, so...
Right on.
So, okay, exactly.
Thank
you, Jesse, very much.
You stay with it, Mary, but go back to the silent prayer. Don't stop.
Okay, I will get to that. Thank you.
And then practice being present rather than in your head thinking about the past or the future or what if this and what if that. Don't live that way. That's a double-minded person, and a double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Jesse.
All right, I wish you well, Mary.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. So, James, I want to start off with the Super Chats again and then catch up on that.
Super Chats.
Nice. Nomo Thoughts asks, with this coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, am I supposed to do anything to benefit myself in this life? I truly can't see how I could make any choice that wouldn't just add to all my burdens, says he.
So he already know the answer there.
Presuming he's a he.
He see that he can't do anything to add anything to his life. That's the answer. You can't. You go to work. You pay your bills. You eat your meals. But you can't do anything. And I can't do anything to add anything to my life. And the moment you realize that and stop. Except do the practical thing. Go to work, pay your bill, buy your food or whatever, right? And when you realize you can't change your life, you can't act, I promise you, that's when your life will start to work. And it will be amazing. By itself, it doesn't need your help. I wish you well with that. Amazing. Thank you.
And Heat bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
We know a tree by its fruit. The obedient are doers. The rebellious are non-doers, says he.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Someone bought a coffee with cool sunglasses, smiley emoji. Hey, Jesse, I appreciate you. Another, hey, thanks so much for reading this. The new biblical question.
This is the same person?
No, someone.
Oh, so with the other person, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Heat.
Yeah, Mr. Heat, thank you, and appreciate your support. And the other one is what?
Appreciate you. Thanks so much for reading this. New BQ.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Nothing. There is literally no difference at all. Both are false identities and forms of or judgment.
Amazing. Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Lori, answering the BQ.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Belief and non-belief are the same, depending on whatever thought comes.
It's mind-blowing to me every single day. Thoughts constantly try to make me believe or not believe something in order to judge myself, my husband, or the world. And the illusion only lives if I react to it. Interesting to watch self, says Lori.
Amazing. Thank you, Lori. And I put my little two cents in on Sunday. That is amazing, though. Thank you.
Jamil, hope you guys are doing well. Smiling. I have a biblical question recommendation. What is your identity? Says Jamil.
I think we have already done that one, right? It sounds familiar.
Not those exact words, but something very similar.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Moses Bear on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Thank you, Jesse and Bond.
Thank you, Moses. Moses.
Yep.
Moses! I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kevin says, God, without the O, so G hyphen D, God bless Bond.
Thank you.
Very generous.
And thank you all for your support. Why do some people leave the O out of God?
I think because you're not supposed to say the name of God. So a lot of Jews leave out the word God, and then some Christians follow suit, I think, if I understand.
So the
correctly.
Word God is the name of God?
No, but people, we just, in the common vernacular, that's all we know. We don't know this Yahweh stuff. Hoity-toity
know-it-alls. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Kevin.
That. Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Cornerstone Media says on Cash App, people out here beheading folks. Amazing.
I know. We played a soundbite. I'll show you the story about in Texas at a motel. According to a report, apparently the worker was working there, and one worker tried to tell another worker what to do. They didn't like it, or they told somebody else to tell somebody, something like that. And they got mad and went and cut the person's head off right in front of other people. What the?
Not good.
And they didn't even make hall head cheese. What a waste. Thank you.
I disclaim and disavow cannibalism.
Hall head cheese is not cannibal.
I know, but it wasn't a hog that the young man killed. It was a manager who took pride in his work.
But I said he didn't make hall head cheese.
So you're saying what a waste. Anyway, we got to keep moving with these supers.
Go ahead.
Rumble, go bumble. Anyone doing the silent prayer for a while? If so, are they seemingly filled with dread on a near daily basis, seeing their own evil and the evil of the world? Or is it just me? Then again, who am I?
Who am I to be blind, pretending that they just don't? And you will feel with dread, and that's perfect. Stay with it. It's just pushing you closer to truth, and that false self is dying away. It's dying. The false illusion of self is disappearing. Stay with it. And no, it's not you. Anyone that's really working on themselves, they're going through the same thing. Amazing. Stay with it.
Thank you to Aries One gifting a very generous 10 gift memberships on the J.C. Lee Peterson YouTube. That's cool.
Thank you, Area One.
Aries One. Butch says, nice shirt, J.C. Lee Peterson.
Thank you, Butch. I appreciate it. What the?
Jay Crimson gave a super chat, no message.
Thank you.
Leftover Crack says, good morning from Pittsburgh.
All the way from Pittsburgh. You got to be on crack to live in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, PA.
He said leftover crack, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know if you're on crack, but thank you.
Right. That's not funny.
Right. That's not funny.
Christopher sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate that.
Jermaine, good morning, crew. Jesse, when are you picking your 12 apostles? Can I be one? Amazing. Ha ha ha.
You can, James. And soon. Soon and very soon. Thank you.
And we'll read the rest of these later, guys. Thank y'all.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to the call. Amazing. Thank you all so much. Quick break. Back in a very quick moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. Couple announcements. The Women's Forum tomorrow night. It's the third Thursday of the month. Ladies Forum. And the ladies' forums are on fire at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And for personal shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, whatever the occasion is, congratulations, encouragement, engagement announcement, whatever it is, or just a shout out, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? And, I've said over and over and over and over again that there's a, and been saying for a long time now, warning white people that things are going to only get worse for you because you won't speak up instead of getting better. You got to drop the anger and the fear so you can be speak up. White people won't do it. And now there is a genocide upon white people. And then I've said to you that the so-called leadership, the representatives, the leadership, whatever the type of leadership they claim to be, they want the blacks angry, fighting, killing one another and other people. Not, they don't want you to obey the police when you're stopped. They want you to give them hell because they want trouble. They want things to happen so that they can get money and power. You're being played and don't even know it. They want you chasing after ICE, knowing that they're doing their job and sending criminals back to their country. They want the confusion. That's how they get the power and the wealth. They want the votes. They want you to be mad at the police. That's why they tell you. A common sense person would say, when the cops stop you, put your hands on the steering wheel. When they ask for your ID, give them the ID. And when it's all over, if the cop was wrong, go downtown and file a complaint. If not, move on with your life. But no, they tell you to fight is racism, is police brutality because you're black. And then you act out, and then they use you. Denver 7 is reported. Aurora police have released a series of video captured on body cam, surveillance videos, and cell phones that shows the event that led up to the first fatal shooting of a so-called Rojan on August 30th. Watch this from Denver 7.
Don't move. New videos released by the Aurora Police Department Friday giving a glimpse and different viewpoints of Rajon Belt Stubblefield's final moments.
He was a husband.
He was a father.
Surveillance video from 6th and Stable capturing it all. Belt Stubblefield walking toward the unidentified Aurora police officer after a traffic stop. The officer reaching for his baton for a moment, ultimately holding on to his gun. And then this, the officer hitting Belt Stubblefield before continuing to walk back, then shooting him several times. Normally, we would stop video before a shot is fired, but Denver 7 is choosing to show this portion because it's the part that's controversial. Attorneys say Belt Stubblefield stopped moving forward. Police see it differently.
Every event is a lesson learned. Every event you realize, okay, what could we do better?
Through tears Friday, Stubblefield's wife speaking for the first time.
He was my best friend. I got 1 year. 1 year to be married to my best friend before he was taken away from me.
When she's crying, she's lying. Allegedly. I don't know about her. But you saw that. Based on what we saw, we know what there, we don't know how it all started. The black guy looked like he's attacking the police. He's not holding up both hands and giving over information. Who fight with the police? And then somebody said, he was a husband. He was a father. Who's using who? The love would have been, if this guy was, black guy was wrong, and he's attacking the cops, what do you expect the cops to do? Let you destroy them? Let you kill them? Let you beat them up? But no, he was a husband. He was a father. I wonder what Ben Crump want. This guy's son, according to this report, this guy's son who was with him during the shooting is now pleading for justice alongside Ben, so-called attorney Ben Crump. Ben always show up like an ambulance chaser. Watch this from Denver 7.
The last thing I thought it was going to happen to you.
His son, who was with Belt Stubblefield when he was killed, pleading for justice.
He shouldn't have to lose his life. Shouldn't have to.
At least 72 hours before this, APD showed Belt Stubblefield's family these videos. Attorneys from across the country, including here in Colorado, calling for action. Among them, Ben Crump, one of the leading attorneys for the family of George Floyd.
When you watch that video, you're going to see one of the most horrific, dramatic, brutal, unnecessary, unjustifiable, and unconstitutional excessive use of forces that we've seen in America. I mean, you just look at the video and the aggression of the police officer.
Get on the ground!
Four pictures of the gun APD say Belt Stubblefield tossed, also released Friday. During a press conference on September 2nd, APD Chief Todd Chamberlain referencing the gun standing by his officer.
As the suspect moved toward the officer and looking back at the weapon, the officer struck the suspect in an attempt to de-escalate the situation and to prevent him from focus on the weapon and reaching that weapon.
These attorneys see it otherwise and now plead for justice.
It's always going to be a big deal with us. We're going to raise the justice baton for our brother Rayshon.
Amazing, huh? This is hell on earth. This is evil. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there, but look like the black guy fighting with the cop. Why don't we hear someone saying that other than the cop? Ain't no money in that. Ain't no fame in that. White people, do what you want. You need to separate from the blacks. Because this is the nature of the blacks. And they're not going to get better. They don't know how to build. They only know how to destroy. Ben Crump, if what it looked like the guy was not following the cop's rule. He appeared to be fighting with the cop. Ben Crump should be ashamed if that's the case. But he doesn't care. Ben Crump is about Ben Crump. And if Beard Krupp is involved, you know something wrong with it. Remind me of that darn Errol Shopton. What a sad, but this is hell on earth. Again, all this is allegedly. I wasn't there, but it ain't good. And this is hell on earth. It's hell on earth. What kind of justice do you want? Nowadays, you know, Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. Do you see what I mean? Now dead people burying other dead people. All for the thrill of it. This is hell on earth. And you put these people in charge of your government, white people. You put them in charge of your country, your government, your police department, your city council, your schools, your churches, and this is what you get. They destroy it. They literally destroy it. And you're like, oh, maybe they can't help it. It was slavery. It was Jim Crow. They need DEI. But do what you want. You can have heaven on earth or hell on earth. It's your choice. Let me go quickly to Jermaine out of Texas. Jermaine, you are on the air. I mean Jeremy, not Jermaine. My bad. My bad. Jeremy. My bad.
E-Black. How you doing, Justin?
All is well.
I had a question. So,
are you on a speakerphone or something?
Hold on one second.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Can you hear me, Jesse?
Yeah, why were you on a speakerphone?
I had to pull over, so while I was holding
I see. Okay. I got
over now. I'm pulled over.
All right, go ahead.
I wanted to ask. So, you know, in the past you spoke about...
Speak right into your phone.
In the past you spoke about getting away from the black thing. So I did that. And, you know, when you get away from the black thing, it seems like all the black people you are cool with, family, you know, everybody attacks you. It like, everybody. And they in their mind, they seem like, in their mind, they think they're doing the right thing. They think they're doing right. And... you know, and when you get away from the black things, the things that you do, you see that it's problematic. I'm like, wow, I didn't see that before. But once you're out of it, you can't unsee it.
Right. And your question is what?
How do you move forward? Do you still be around the blacks? How do you cope with that, basically?
Number one, don't be angry at them. They're asleep. They're blind and they can't see. And then number two, you just move on with your life. Don't try to appease them. Don't try to please them. You move on with your life and be glad that the illusion of thinking that these people are your friend, that they loved you, they cared about you. Now that you can see through that illusion, be glad to see that and move on with your life.
Which is funny because among, you know, black people, we have a thing of saying brother and sister, but it's not that way. Like, they're
not
the
at
first
all.
One to start to attack you physically, mentally, whatever it be. So it's kind of funny that we have that saying brother and sister. There's nothing brotherly about the relationship.
It's all those, when they come up with little titles like that, it's a cover up so that you won't see that they don't care about you. It's not about love. It's about control. They want what they want, and they pretend to care. They don't.
Why do they turn so violent? That's the thing. Like, everything has to be, you know, very emotional, very violent. I remember you spoke about the mother being a big part of it, but it's like, yeah, that's like a big... They don't see that it's a problem, this violence and this anger, this aggression. They don't see it.
Christ said that anyone that has anger and Hastings' brother is a murderer. So they're possessed. You got to understand, just as you're overcoming being possessed by evil spirits in the mind and emotions, all thoughts and emotions are evil, they have the same identical problem and or issue or the spirits and that you're having and overcoming. So that's why they're doing it. It's not them, but it's the evil that made a home in them. And if you can understand about yourself and overcoming that, you will understand that about them, and you won't judge them. You won't be angry. You just wish them well and move on with your life and let them live whatever life they want to live and move on with yours.
Okay. I'm going to try to do that.
Because, yeah, and don't be on an ego trip about it. Don't think, oh, I'm out, and they're not. They're just, you understand they just can't see. They're asleep.
Yeah, I think you're right because, you know, even they keep telling me, like, when I got out of it, they kept telling me, you know you're black, right? Like, they're trying to remind me, and they're like, oh, white people are the problem. I'm like, actually, you know, 9 times out of 10, if I have an issue, people that look like me that's initiating the problem a lot of the time, I don't really have a lot of problem with, you know, white people to that extent.
No, black people anger is beyond known. It's, I think black people, even though all people have evil, evil is evil is evil. But because the blacks have not dealt with their evil, it's worse. And they've been told that it's not them, it's slavery. They've been told it's not them, it's that or this. They need a job or they don't have money or white people took whatever, right? So the whole thing for years now, it's been blamed on someone else. And so the blacks have only gotten worse. Where some people other than the blacks have tend to be dealing with theirs, but the blacks are, I mean, black people are ruthless in dealing with evil. They don't care.
It's funny because they also do a thing, right? So they're, black people are both the best, but then there's white supremacy at the same time. So they say black people built everything, but then white people are somehow supreme. So, yeah. You know, they can't make up their mind.
That's what evil know, what do. They evil people blame their situation on someone else or something else. They always got to blame somebody else. They never take responsibility. But, Jeremy, thank you, man. I got to run because of time.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
But you I move really on with your life it. And just wish them well.
I'm trying, but as you say, not all, but most. And Jesus Christ is most of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Take care, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jester, the first time caller out of North Carolina. Jester, you are on.
How are you doing?
On all is well.
Good deal, good deal. I'm happy to be here, Jesse. I just wanted to call and say, you know, I appreciate you for the things that you do. I've been listening to you for a few years, and, you know, it's not easy always speaking the truth. You get a lot of hate for it sometimes. And so I just wanted to say I'm appreciative for you of that, and thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for the support.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And then I also wanted to say, just to add on to that conversation that you just had in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." Meaning that when you have the blind leading the blind, you can give them all the logic and the reasons as to why what they're doing is foolish. They won't see it. And so, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, that's what we are. That's like the saying, blood is thicker than water. That's like the actual saying, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb, meaning that we are the children of God. We are of the lineage of God. So we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we should lean on each other in that going forward. And if we can help people that are not followers come to Christ, do so. But we need to help each other as Christians first.
Right on. Yeah, you can't help them unless they're ready to be helped. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse. You have a good one.
You too, buddy. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let me go to a first-time caller while we're getting ready for the Super Chat and go to Michael, a first-time caller out of New York. Michael, you are on the air.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing. What?
Amazing. I love it. I just wanted to start out by saying, rest in peace, Charlie Kirk, because honestly, what a heinous act. You're telling me we can't speak anymore while getting our heads shot off? This is insanity. So, shout out to Charlie Kirk and his family. May you rest in power, my brother. Trust me, they made a big mistake by taking that man out. This is like going to be a revolution that people don't see yet. So, you know, that was my thoughts. And how you doing today, Jesse?
All is well. And what's going to be the revolution?
Well, I see it like this, because right now what's going on in the media is that no one wants to take responsibility, meaning like this is all leftist ideology, what happened with Charlie Kirk. Definitely is. There's FBI evidence to the case, they're investigating this. But when you talk to people from the left side, for some reason, they don't believe it. It's both sides. And I'm like, you guys understand that this, when whoever was trying to shoot Trump wasn't no Republican. Whoever, this kid I shot, Charlie Kirk, was a radicalized leftist. But they don't want to hear this because it doesn't fit their ideology. It doesn't fit their plan.
Let me ask Michael, is the right side, is the right side different than the left side?
I say like this, from what I've observed over the last, I say 20 years, the right has become the left, and the left has become radicalized.
So because if you think about it, the so-called right, conservative, left side, right side, are they different than the so-called non-conservative, liberal, left side? Are they different?
I say like this. Well, we could start with the physical characteristics. Like, it just seems like the majority of these people are overweight, low testosterone men, women who are overweight. And if you look at conservatives, for the most part, they seem healthier. They look better. They feel better. They don't have this hatred towards the world. I don't know what happened to
the
left.
They do have the hatred. They hate the left.
Yes, yes. So and you see, that's what I say.
Michael.
Yes.
So the right do have the same hatred that the left has.
Well, I think it's more like this. Because when we
have candidates. Hold on a minute. Does the right have the same hatred the left has?
I got to be honest. I don't know. I really don't know if they have the same hatred.
Why don't you know?
Because over the last couple of years, what I've been watching and I've been seeing, like, so-called right activism, like January 6th. I don't say that both sides don't do anything. What I'm saying is that the left side seems to be more radicalized and does it at a higher rate than the right side.
You want to prove that the right side is no different than the left side? Let me tell you how you can prove it.
Yes, please.
Disagree with them and see what happens.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. So the people that I know that they were identified as conservatives, we could talk about this, and this is fine.
No,
and
you
this
can't.
Is a problem.
You can only talk as long as you agree with them. If you disagree with them, they would turn on you.
I get that, yes. You are right about that, sir. You are totally right about that. Because I just feel like this. Regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, we should be able to all just talk and have no issues. I don't understand, like,
but
why
be
is
on
that
any side? Why be on any side? Why?
Exactly.
No, that's a question. Why be
on
any side?
The answer is don't be on.
Yeah, I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of
mess going on in the world, including over in Utah with that Charlie Kirk murderer, and all over the country and the world with the reaction. In the Middle East, there is no peace. What a mess. And rest in peace, as you heard yesterday, to Robert Redford. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. Third hour is Manhood Hour on Wednesdays. It's September 17th, 2025 AD. The lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? But you will get a busy signal if you, I do believe, if you try to call in right now. But periodically, some caller may drop or JLP may wrap up with another caller and you can get a chance to get in, all right? So a line may have just opened up right now, so you can call in right now. We'll see. Anyway, tomorrow's the Women's Forum, ladies. Third Thursday of the month, September 18th, 2025, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And by the way, today, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV. We're going live. And again, it's a one-hour show now. But JLP is going to be with us today. Nice. He's with us like once a month or so, plus or minus. All right. Hit and miss. So Jesse Lee Punchy will join Punchy TV, normally just co-hosted by the experts and the contributors. Anyway, Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that Tyler Robinson, the suspected assassin, murderer of Charlie Kirk, will remain in custody without bail for the time being since they are pursuing the death penalty. So I heard on the radio news, documents filed by the Utah County attorney show Tyler Robinson purportedly confessed to the murder in a series of text messages sent to his roommate, quote unquote, after the attack. And so I don't know if it was iPhone messages or just regular text messages. Android. I wonder if he's an Android weirdo. Don't know. Anyway, peace in the Middle East, but not yet. Based Bibi Netanyahu, Israel, responding forcefully to an independent UN inquiry that concluded that their country, Israel, is committing genocide in Gaza. It's a 72-page report. That's too long. The more you write, the less you look like you know what you're talking about. Tuesday, by a commission set up by the UN so-called Human Rights Council. And as we all know, or as you may need to know, so-called human rights, no such thing. It's a communist buzzword. It's not even real. It's selective. They're very selective about it. They found that Israel has committed four genocidal acts. Are they the same council that found that the United States is racist against blacks in America? Please. I don't know if they are the same council. Four genocidal acts against the Palestinians in Gaza since October 30th, 2023. Israeli government rejects the findings, calling the report distorted and false. And I don't know, but they may be right. Meanwhile, thousands of displaced Palestinians fleeing so-called Gaza City. Also, genocide is a liberal buzzword, too, FYI. Anyway, it's an emotional buzzword. Palestinians fleeing Gaza City as Israel told them, get out of there, right? Israel's escalating their offensive. They're on the ground there. It's a ground offensive now. I think there may be tanks over there and men. Israel's military said they expect the incursion to take several months to achieve its goals, whereas Trump thought that we could get a deal very quickly. Maybe several months is very quickly in God's timing. We'll find out. Ben and Jerry's co-founder, Jerry Greenfield, he's quit the ice cream brand Ben and Jerry's. He's a co-founder, right? Amid a dispute with British owner Unilever, Jerry Greenfield stated in a statement that quitting was one of the hardest and most painful decisions he'd ever made, and he's an old man. He accused Unilever of curtailing the ice cream maker's ability to speak out on so-called social causes, quote, standing up for the values of justice, equity, and our shared humanity, commie buzzwords, has never been more important. They've been silenced for upsetting those in power. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would like to hear it live, you got a podcast. You can podcast, but you can see or hear it live. No matter what you're doing and where you are, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So, but you can listen on your phone. You can podcast, working out, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. It's Wednesday. And every last hour, we take all calls, but every last hour is important because it is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I should check on my man.
You have no idea what you have unleashed. In moments, we'll play Erica's full remarks. First, joining us now with reaction to Erica's powerful tribute to her husband.
Behind every strong man is a strong woman. I listened to that speech. I listened to that speech as a wife. Oh, no.
What does that even mean?
For her, as Riley said, 48 hours after her husband's death.
His body isn't even cold yet.
To deliver this stirring, this evocative, this incredible of a speech. She was phenomenal.
So let me speak to Erica really quick, because maybe she's been behind the scenes to a lot of people, which I have a feeling that is soon to change.
An emotional speech is not a phenomenal speech. It's not a powerful speech. It's an emotional speech. It's not a powerful speech. It's not a phenomenal speech. It's an emotional speech. And there's a difference. If you want to know what a powerful speech is, listen to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, that's a powerful speech coming from Christ. What that gal did was an emotional speech. And if you're an emotional person, you think, because it's making you feel something, you think, oh, that's so powerful. But it's not. It's interesting to me that it all depends on what side you take. You think your side is better. Think about that. You can be on the right. The right is better than the left. You can be on the left. The left is better than the right when they're both the same. There's no difference. It's just different names. But the spirit of evil is the same. That's why they take on a title to cover up the spirit of evil. And one side pretend that they're better, but they don't. They do the same thing to each other. Believe me. So, smoke on is a spiritual battle. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. There is an order to life. God and Christ. Christ and man over woman, woman over children. And there's no such thing behind every woman. Man is a strong woman. That's ridiculous. If you got the woman behind you, then God is not with you. Your strength comes from God, men and women, not from each other, not from another person. Human beings don't have any strength. We are weak. We have no strength. Come as you are, weak, weary, worry, afraid, lonely, suicidal, revengeful, Asperger. Some of the meanest people in the world are Asperger people. I'm like, what the? Whatever. Transgender, drag queens. Lesbian, homosexuals, transgender, pothead, alcoholic, drug addict, black, white, male, female, come as you are. And the light will take over. We are all weak. No such thing as a strong person. And that was not a powerful speech. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. And it's, and the order of man, God and Christ, Christ over man over woman, woman over children. If you're not married, lady, you are on your own. But even if you are married, ladies, you're on your own. Because no husband, no boyfriend, no cat, no dog, no pets can take you back to the Father. Your spiritual journey is your responsibility. No one can save you from your hell, from your misery. No one. If you're married, then the husband is responsible for you by taking care of you physically, feeding you, go to work, whatever, if you have children. But spiritually, you're responsible for you. He can't do anything about that. It's all screwed up thinking that he is. There's nothing he can do but be the light of his family. And if you're not married, that's fine. There's no rule that says you got to get married to have peace. As a matter of fact, there are no rules that say you got to be married to return to the Father. It said, come as you are. As a matter of fact, most people who are married would never find God because they're so busy fighting each other. They're trying to get what's missing from each other. They're trying to get love. And it's never going to happen. Love only comes from the Father, from truth. That's why you must, if you want to be free, if not, stay in your misery. You must admit that you're evil, the heart is wicked, go and forgive mama, because it came from the mama, no matter what color, who you are, where you live, how much you have or don't have, and return to the father. Forgive your earthly father for not protecting you. He couldn't help it. And return to your father. You'll be fine. Really, I'm telling you. But you got to forgive. Salvation, meaning that freedom, the sin is of the heart. The heart is evil. And it doesn't matter if you're on the right or the left. It doesn't change your heart. Because believe you me, the ones on the right is as evil as the ones on the left. You can test it. Don't agree with them and see what happens. The smile turns to frowns real fast. And behind your back, they're saying things that you never would imagine they would say about you. One who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. 1 Corinthians 7:13. What a mess. And it's not even Bible Thumper Thursday. And his interests are divided. Verse 14. Is he there? And it's not even Bible Thumper Thursday. What the? 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me talk to the first-time caller out of Ohio. Amy, you are on the air.
Hey, my brother.
Amy, how do you spell your name?
A-I-M-E-E.
Oh, okay. Amy, you are on the air.
Oh, man, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
First-time caller, but I've listened to you for years, and I just want to say thank you for standing up for us, man. I'm a white woman, and I just thank you so much.
She white. You're welcome.
human. I'm human.
That's right.
So I sent you a super chat. My name on YouTube is Deplorable.
But oh,
I brought
okay.
Okay, I feel like Charlie's assassination was the sign of the final week of Daniel. I feel like with how sudden it went around the world and with all the information, whether it's real misinformation, it's all talked about in the Bible. There's like so many signs around this. So I feel like Charlie's assassination is a lot bigger than what people are realizing.
And when you say bigger, what do you mean?
I think it's like I said, I think it's we went from the end times into the last days. So yeah. I think we've got I feel like we've got 7 years left.
But we've been having 7 years for the last millions of years.
2,000 years. Yeah, 2,000 years.
And so I don't understand. You said Charlie assassination was like Daniel or somebody?
Have you ever heard of the 70 weeks of Daniel in Revelations?
Oh, the book of Daniel? No.
No, not the book of Daniel. In Revelations, it talks about the prophetic 70 weeks of Daniel.
And what does it say in short? It says what?
Oh, it's pretty much the end times. It tells you all the signs that we've got to look for, and it's pretty much like all of Revelations, like the end times.
And how does Charlie's assassination relate to that?
The misinformation that God told us about, the way it went pretty much worldwide as soon as it happened, we've never seen anything like that before, and I think that's because this was like a wake-up call for the church.
But we have seen that before. We've seen Martin Luther King get assassinated and the people overreacted and built a movement. We've seen the Kennedy people assassinated and the people overreacted the movement. And it's just an emotional movement that eventually disappeared. So it has happened before.
The Great Awakening, I guess is that what that's what you can call it. In the end times, there's a fall away. There's no more like lukewarm believers. You're either you know, for good or for evil. And I feel like that's a kind of a clear sign now.
But the
there's
end
not really
time,
anybody in the middle.
The end time has already happened. When Christ said it was done, it was finished. That was the end of the end time.
Yep. Now, and I feel like we've transitioned into what they call the last days.
And the last day for what?
I guess this round of our lives that we experienced before Jesus returns.
But he has returned already, and he lives in you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
but so the last day is for what?
So Jesus, when it's all said and done, and God comes back, Jesus comes back with him. That's his second return.
He's already returned. He's in you. The second return has already happened, and the end time is over.
And only that, there's nowhere near enough time to go over everything about it. Obviously, you know, we could sit here and talk about hours for this.
But I don't understand how you're saying because Charlie was assassinated, that it's a sign of the end time. You just had what you had. This is hell on earth. You had one evil guy being angry and assassinating another man that he disagreed with. It was just evil. I don't know how that relates to an end time.
There's a difference between the end times and the last days.
Oh, okay. What's the difference between what's the end time? In short, what is that?
The last 2,000 years.
the last days is the last 2,000 years?
No, the last days is like the last week. In biblical terms, that would be 7 years.
And so,
7 years.
So we have already, I'm a little confused, and I want you to understand. So you said there's a difference between the last days and the end time?
Yes.
And let's do the end time first. What is the end time?
When Jesus was crucified.
That was the end time?
Yes.
So that has already happened then, right?
Yes.
And so what are the last days?
The last days are when the son of perdition, which is Satan, he reveals himself, he takes over power. I know a lot of people talk about the rapture. I've never seen that word in the Bible. What I've studied and everything is we deal with Satan. We, you know, Christians are literally, they're going to be executed. They're going, you know, we're going to be attacked. We're going to have to run to the mountains and hide. And we deal with all that. And then it says that Jesus returns with God in his army. He collects the dead with the living. We go up to the clouds and we watch God unleash his wrath upon the earth. And then we have 1,000 years with God.
But that has already happened. He sent his son already. And he returned to the Father. And then he came back. And now he dwells in us.
I can see what you're saying, but I'm talking about his physical form.
But he was here physically a long time ago. And then he was killed, and it was supposed to go that way. He was killed, and then he just sent him back to the Father, and then he came back. So all that has taken place.
Jesus hasn't returned a second time.
And why do you say that?
His spirit has not returned? Because it's in the Bible.
Does the Bible say he has not returned?
Yes.
Where does it say he has not returned?
When he was called away after he rose from the dead.
So you don't believe that the Son dwells in you?
Oh, I do.
If he has not returned, how could he dwell in you?
The Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit.
There's no such thing as the Holy Trinity.
Oh, I mean, there is, if you really think about it. We have a mind, body, and soul. That's a trinity. It's not holy, but it's a trinity. So to me, the God, Son, and Holy Father are three beings but of one whole.
But if the Father, if the Son has returned already, why do you believe he has not returned? If he lives in you, why do you believe he has not returned?
So that's the Holy Spirit.
No, I'm talking about Jesus. Not the teacher.
Yeah, Jesus.
Not the teacher, but the Son. Well, if he lives in you, why do you believe that he has not returned?
Because that's what I'm saying. It is three different entities, I guess is the best way my human brain could think about it. So you're saying he lives within us. Yes, that's the Holy Spirit.
No, I'm talking about Jesus.
Jesus himself.
Amy. Does Jesus live in you?
Yes.
So why do you say he has not returned then?
Because not every knee has bowed. He hasn't came back, and not every knee has. Not everybody has bowed and been like this. This is Jesus.
But that doesn't make sense. Why do you say Jesus doesn't? You said Jesus lives in you, but you're saying that he has not returned. Why do you say he lives in you if he has not returned?
The Holy Spirit and Jesus are two different.
I'm not asking you about the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you about Jesus. You said that you're waiting that the end time or something, that he's coming, but yet you say he lives in you. And so if he has not returned, could he live in you?
Yes, the Holy Spirit.
No, the Son, not the teacher. We're talking about the Son.
Well, when they're all as one, so I'm
no,
not...
No, we're talking about, because of time, we're talking about the Son. You said, you agree that Jesus, the Son of God, lives in you, right?
God lives in me, too.
No, so Amy, I'm talking about only Jesus. Does Jesus live in you?
What? Yeah.
Jesus lives in you?
Yes, the Holy Spirit, Jesus.
No, Jesus. I'm just asking about Jesus. Does Jesus live in you?
Yes.
So why do you say he has not returned?
Because what it states in Revelation.
What did it say?
The son of perdition has to reveal himself. We have to go through the tribulation. And then
so he has not revealed himself to you?
Yes, he has. That's how I know.
So what are you talking about then? Why are you saying he has not returned then?
Because Jesus and the Holy Spirit are two different things.
I didn't ask you about the Holy Spirit. Why you keep bringing up the Holy Spirit? I asked you where you're going. You tell me where you've been. Why do you keep bringing up the Holy Spirit? Because of time, and then I'm going to have to run. Okay. You're saying the Son has not returned, but yet you agree that he lives in you. Why are you saying he has not returned? How can he live in you if he has not returned?
It's the Holy Trinity. If you don't agree with that, then we're not.
I didn't ask you about the Holy Trinity. I'm only talking about Jesus.
He's in heaven right now.
He's not in you?
He's in all of us.
No, is he Whether in you? Is he in you?
Absolutely.
And so, if he's in you, has he returned?
Not the second time. No, not to come get
but
us.
He's in you the first time?
The Holy Spirit, yes.
Is Jesus in you the first time?
Yes.
What's the first
the
time
thing.
That Jesus was in you?
The first sign? Could probably
you said the first time. You said...
First time.
Amy, I got to run. It's so interesting. Call me tomorrow, Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yes, let's talk about this.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Amy.
I love you, my brother.
I love you, too, Amy. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois, and talk to first-time caller... Uriah, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Uriah.
That's awesome. I love your show, man. This is a great honor for me, let me just tell you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, you know, things are getting really crazy with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I just
wondering
your view. Oh, well, now it seems to be getting a little bit more violent. You know, people are tearing down Charlie statues, and some people want to continue his legacy, and those people are inciting violence.
And where was there a time when it was not violent in America?
Okay, I guess that's a good point.
No, that was a question.
Maybe in the 90s?
It wasn't violent in the 90s?
I guess there was never. I guess there was never. So you're just saying like America's the same as it's always been?
Where was it not? And I'm only asking for conversation sake, because you're making a very interesting point. You said it seemed like things are getting violent. When was the time human beings were not violent? When was there a time when human beings were not violent?
I guess that's a good point. I never really thought of it. I guess never, but you don't feel like maybe there's a civil war that's going to ensue, or maybe your life's at, you know,
I'm sorry?
A compromising situation. You don't feel like maybe a civil war is going to ensue soon?
No. Human beings are evil enough killing each other and being against each other for a civil war. They're already having that. But where was it ever a time human beings were not violent in America?
I guess never. I guess they've always been violent.
So why do you say these are the worst times? Why do you say that?
just because watching somebody get assassinated for their opinion is pretty scary.
But this is not the first time people have been assassinated for their opinion. So it's not new, you know what I mean?
you are so effortlessly funny, man. I don't know how you do it. Is it just the spirit of the Lord that like gives you your sense of humor or something?
The spirit of the Lord is upon me. I would dance like David danced. I would dance and I would shout. I would dance like David dance. Amazing. Have you dropped your anger?
Well, yeah. So, my other question would be, too, that, you know, I have a lot of black friends. And
are you white?
No, I'm Mexican.
So a Mexican with a black friend? What the?
There's nothing wrong with that.
What's your question about it?
Well, I have a lot that we can agree to disagree. And there's some other ones who don't really seem like they necessarily want to continue our friendship because of my views.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't think that's right.
Why? Why not?
Because I think we should all be able to agree to disagree and then continue living our lives separately. I don't think.
Why do you think it's not right that they don't want to play with you anymore because they disagree with you? Why do you think that's not right?
Because we should all be able to have differences of opinions and still be able to get along. And
why?
So you think people with different opinions shouldn't associate with each other?
Why do you think it's not right that they don't want to play with you anymore because of different opinions? Why is that not right that they don't want to play with you? Why is that not right?
I love the way you put things, man.
No, that was a question.
Well, it's because of disunity. It causes disunity.
What's disunity? Hold on a minute. Can you hold on, Yuri?
Yes, of course.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and on Pure.net. Stretch off on Pure.net. Back in a moment. you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. E. White, the guy with the good hair, at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then after at 11, right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. Natural energy. At 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss the anchor, baby. Giving back to America. So he doesn't have to worry about ICE. ICE is not going to come for him. He's giving back. And he's not in hiding. ICE, baby. And then tomorrow night, Thursday, the Women's Forum, the second Thursday of the month. Get ready, ladies. These meetings on Thursday nights, third Thursday of the month, has been amazing so far. Amazing. So come on down, ladies, at 7 p.m. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com /event for more information, all right? And to donate and help us out here, we got a lot of work to do. And thank you all who are helping without even having to ask. Ask! Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. You can scan the QR code to support Bond as well. I had to get used to saying that. I didn't understand it at first. I'm like, what the QR code to support Bond? Let me go quickly back to the phones, and I do appreciate the support, folks. Let me go quickly back to Euro. Out of Chicago. So, Euro, you said that you're Mexican, you have black friends, and some of your black friends don't want to play with you anymore because of different opinions, and that's not right. Why is it not right that they don't want to play with you anymore?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say. Oh, I just, yeah. I mean, just disunity amongst Americans isn't good, right?
Why is it not right that they don't want to play with you anymore?
Because we're both Americans, we should be united under one flag, right?
I'm sorry?
Because we're both Americans, and we should be united as Americans.
But how does that change that just because they don't want to play with you?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I never thought about it like that. But
and why
I hear
not?
So what you're saying that it's good for people with different opinions don't, as you say, play together anymore?
It's neither good nor bad. It's your life, and your life is a gift from God. And God said you can do whatever you want with this gift. You can destroy it. You can have abortions. You can murder yourself. Or you can be free. It's up to you. So if those people don't want to play with you anymore, they have a right not to play with you. And if you care about it at all, it means something's wrong with you. And why don't you just wish them well? Let them go off and be themselves. You see, they don't want to be around with you. So wish them well. Let them go. What's wrong with you that you need them to play with you now?
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm
so then why are you saying that it's not right?
You know, because I love those people. Those are my friends.
Why do you say you love them?
Because I've known them since I was a kid, and they're good people. And
if you love them, you'll be okay with them, leave it or stay. They will have the freedom to do whatever they want, and you wouldn't be bothered either way.
Dang, Jesse. You always speaking the truth, huh, man?
You sound like your mama. You're 30 years old, and mama don't want you to leave. You're my baby.
Well, okay. I also...
Why don't you just let people be free to do what they want? And don't judge them. And don't call them right or wrong. Let them have the life that they want, and you live your life.
Right. No, that's true. But, you know,
no,
it's just
hard. No,
there
was a question.
Oh. What's the question?
Why don't you let people live the life that they want to live? They want to hang out fine, they don't fine. What's wrong with you that it bothers you either way?
Like I said, just people that I've known my whole life, you know, I don't think it's right that we're have this unity like that, you know?
But how is that unity because they don't want to play?
I don't think it's. I would consider that disunity, no? But I mean,
what?
But I also hear you say a lot too that people shouldn't hang out with black people. I don't understand why you say that either, though.
No, like, I'm saying
I don't.
Because not most of the blacks are violent. They'll hurt you when you disagree or you get mad or whatever. The first thing they want to do is fight you.
So you're
saying
that's
true or not?
I have a lot of black friends, and most of them are okay with agreeing to disagree, and some of them, you know, but no, none of them got violent, you know.
Yeah, you better be glad they're gone then. But let me ask, because of time,
okay.
Why did you forgive your mother?
For what?
For recreating her image.
Did I forgive her for I don't understand what you mean by that.
Have you noticed you just like your mother?
Have I noticed that I'm like my mother?
Yeah. No. Are you like
your
mother?
Am I like my mother? Aren't we all like our mothers and our fathers?
Are you like your mother?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, yeah, aren't we all like our mothers?
Are you like your mother?
Yes.
And you want to be like your mother?
I want to be like Jesus.
Do you want to be like your mother?
No.
And why haven't you forgiven her for recreating her image so you can overcome and be like Jesus? You're not going to be like Jesus as long as you're like your mother.
Oh, man. I guess I never thought of it like that. So
and why not?
So just, maybe it's the devil keeping me down.
What will happen if you forgave your mother and you were no longer like your mother, and if you forgave your father for not protecting you from your mother and you were no longer like your mother, a father, what would happen to you?
I would hope I'd be like Jesus.
So then why don't you do it so you can be like Jesus?
Are you like Jesus, Jesse?
Why don't you forgive your mother and father so you could be like Jesus?
I guess because I haven't thought of it like that.
And why not?
We live in a fallen state, Jesse.
No, why haven't you thought of it in like that?
Because we live in a fallen state, as you're always saying.
That's why you haven't thought of that?
I guess so, because I was in a fallen state till now.
Right on. I understand. Let me, because I want you to call me again, but here's what I suggest.
Okay.
And would you like to have a life with no anger?
Of course. I mean, yeah.
But that's the only way you're going to overcome it. You got to forgive your mother for turning you away from your father and forgive your father for not protecting you. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. And God will forgive you, and then you will be like Jesus.
I appreciate that, Jesse. Could I just get an amazing from you, please? Just
amazing!
My man.
Amazing. I wish you well, man. Call me again, all right?
I definitely will. Take care, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat. Super, super. I have warned you we're going to be doing super chat, and you act like you didn't hear me.
Super chat.
Super chat.
You look like you've been punished now.
I feel definitely punished and embarrassed.
Amazing. Super chat.
Adam bought a coffee. Jesse, I'm 25, in debt. All it consists of student loans and other stuff on my credit when my mother used my social security when I was 18.
Wow.
I think that's the whatever. I've been working jobs to pay everything off. Can't seem to get over it with high interest rates. Is it okay to want a better salary, meaning switch jobs, or learn higher paying skills to pay this stuff off?
I would highly recommend if you need to get a better paying job to pay your bills off, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. Forget about school, unless you didn't want to learn a trade. But, yeah, get another job, man, and pay your bills off one at a time. Don't freak out. Take your time, one day at a time, and they will all vanish. And don't let your mama get your hand on anything her hands on anything concerning you anymore. Amazing. Thank you.
He also says, I know you speak of not wanting for anything, but that's all I can think about when it comes to this matter.
Well, not wanting meaning don't want for love, don't want for marriage, don't want for children, don't want for friendship, don't want for anything but the truth. It doesn't mean God gave you the ability to take care of yourself in a practical way. It doesn't mean that. Don't try to get identity from that, though. Just take care of yourself. But don't want for psychological, emotional, spiritual stuff except to overcome it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Daniel in Texas, quick question. Why do people so long, so bad for validation? Oh, why do people long, as in want, so badly for validation and unnecessary conservation? Or a conversation? I'm not sure. Now I'm feeling like he's doing typos, but I could be wrong. I've noticed that by working on myself, just how much I love peace and quiet. It's amazing to get away. God bless.
Amazing, but make the question a little clearer because I can't respond to it. I don't quite understand it.
I think that the question is, why do people want validation? Let me just say it, please. Why don't people want validation and unnecessary conversation?
I don't want to respond to it because if he said that he had found himself, he would know that, the answer to that already.
All right.
So I don't think it's clear.
Thank you, Daniel in Texas.
Make it clear, Daniel, either by calling me at 888-77-53773, right?
Right? Yes, it is.
Or you can make the super chat a little clearer. Thank you.
I tried, Daniel.
He definitely tried. He even yelled at me. He tried.
Kalungi bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
There's no difference. They both don't know God. They blat.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
That's pretty funny. Fendi bought a coffee. How do I let my thoughts and feelings know that if they leave my body, they don't have to be homeless? They could just go to Maxine Waters for free Section 8, says Fendi.
Well, I'm offended not to answer that because I understand. Thank you.
Kevin on Cash App, very generous, says, tithing just feels good.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Lee from Connecticut, Five Coffees. How can we comprehend God's ultimate good without overwhelming those who can't see it with evil? Love today's shows like every other, and I'm still sitting with your advice you've given me Tuesday the 16th. May God will your life of good. Amen.
Thank you. By not imposing the truth on anyone that doesn't want it. Wish them well. Don't get mad at them because they don't want it. And you just live your life. Live your life and let them live the way they want to live their lives. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, Five Coffees. Women don't sit by the dock of the bay. They hop on the next boat while the last boat is sinking. And various boat and women dancing and ship emojis. Different boats and canoes.
What the? Amazing. What a mess. Thank you.
Jock W. bought a coffee. What is the silent prayer?
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And just do it. Be still. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know what to ask for. We don't know what we want. The Father will give us what we need. He will take care of you. And practice staying present rather than lost in your imagination and your thoughts and emotions, being one with evil. All right? Give it a try. Let me know what you think. Thank you.
Thank you, Sir Jock W. Anthony on Cash App. Good morning, JLP Show, Wednesday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Spanky Spank. Hey, doesn't demonic rats sound better than demon rats? Yes, grammatically speaking, it does.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Spanky Spank. Deplorable 007. She's the gal who called in earlier. Charlie's assassination was the sign for the final week of Daniel. We witnessed the transition from end times to the last days. My opinion, all caps, find Jesus.
Who has that related to Daniel?
Ask me.
Where's Daniel now?
You should have asked her. Ask her tomorrow for Bible Thumper Thursdays.
Right. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Call me if you can tomorrow. Thank you.
John Zimmer, thank you, sir, for a couple of super chats, no messages.
Thank you.
And on Derek in Tennessee, says thanks to Jesse and everyone at Bond.
Thank you, Derek. Thanks for your support. You all make it possible. Thank you.
Caesar or Cesar, three coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew. Kirk's wife may not have been crying on the outside, but she sure was on the inside. And you know what that means, Jesse. Laughing face with tears coming out.
Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, as well as the YouTube and Rumble supporters. Thanks as always. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate it. Amazing. Wake up over there, Nick.
He's awake.
I'm wide awake. Let me go to Mike, a first-time caller out of California. Mike, you are on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate your show and your Christian unity that you promote every day. I'm a retired history teacher, and I'll give you the question that I've given liberals for probably 30-something years, and they've never been able to answer relative to slavery. And so what I tell them is that, you know, it's an historical fact that the South, three-quarters of the South, that is white people mainly, never owned slaves. Three-quarters of the South never owned slaves. So given that reality, how is it justifiable to blame 100% of all white people 165 years later?
Well, it's not justifiable. They are able to get away with it because white people won't say no. They won't tell them it's not true what you're saying. Instead, white people cater to them, and it just made them worse. It's not justifiable.
No, you're right. But my point is that it goes right central. It goes right to white guilt, which is central to liberalism and what they want to promote all the time. And white guilt. They obviously control the media and so forth. The left. So the
but even though they control the media as an individual, they don't have to control you. And so if white people then fall for the lie and give into it, the media can say whatever it wants, but you would know that it's not true, or you, and it won't affect you at all.
Right. That's a good point. And I like blacks to get over this victimology, and given that reality, that fact, historical fact, I hope that will help them if you get it out. I've been saying it for over 30 years.
But why do you hope that for them?
To get over victimology?
Yeah.
So they can get on to personal responsibility and start looking at things objectively.
But that's not what they want. Why do you hope for something that they don't want?
Well, I'm not sure.
White people have to do is stop taking care of the blacks. But you don't have to hope for that. They may love living that way. They may love their misery.
Yeah, I know. I hate to say they're victimology. They want to blame whites for everything. I don't know. They're addicted to it.
But why do you care? Why are you concerned about that? That shouldn't bother you
Because I want to promote Christian unity in this world. That's
but you can do that without them overcoming their misery.
Yeah, I guess I can, but I don't want to forget about them as a Christian conservative.
Why not?
Because I want to see them go, as many go to heaven as me, as everybody else.
Greater than God?
No, not at all.
Well, then God leave them in their hell. He's not bothered by it at all. He's not thinking, well, I feel so bad for them. I wish that they would overcome. I want them to go to heaven. If God is not concerned about that, why are you?
Well, that's a good point. I guess
question.
I don't know. I guess my Christian spirit, I guess. I don't know as far as that goes. But it's my Christian spirit, I guess.
But
I like
it's not God's spirit. Your spirit is not God's spirit?
Well, no. I think it's very consistent.
I'm sorry?
It's very consistent.
What do you mean?
My Christian perspective is aligned with the Word of God.
But God, not necessarily, because God is not... God feel nothing about the black wannabe victim. He leave them there. He's not hoping that they will overcome. He is not stopping anything. He's letting them do that. Why don't you live the same way?
Yeah. Well, that's something to chew on. No doubt about it. That's something to chew on. That's something to chew on. I don't know. I did want to get that fact. I've never heard no liberal can refute that historical fact. So if more
and
white
they
people
don't want to, Mike, they want to control the people. They don't want the people to know the truth.
No, you're right. Yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't want people to control the truth. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. 888-773-7733-888-77-Jesse. Let me go to Panama and talk to Adrian out of Panama. Panama. Adrian, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
No.
Good one. Man, I don't know how, like one of your other callers said, I don't know how you managed to be so funny without being a thrill seeker. Most comedians are thrill seekers. Everyone's always looking for a thrill. And somehow you enjoy life without ever doing that.
No anger, buddy. Get rid of the anger and you will too. But because of time, go ahead with your question or comment.
Right. Well, I talked to you yesterday and I told you I've been listening to you for a few weeks. And then the past 3 days, I was thinking, okay, I got to call my mother. And then yesterday was when I called you, I told you I hadn't talked to her yet. So you said, go ahead and forgive her. You know, you told me that you challenged my ego because you said, well, it sounds like you don't understand that that your judgments and everything, that your anger is wrong. So I went and gave her a call. It was very difficult. And not difficult meaning like it was really hard to do, just, you know, your thoughts, you know, the mind starts going crazy as soon as you start to sort of challenge those fears. So in the beginning, I was a little anxious, but then I just told her, look, I forgive you. I understand that you couldn't help yourself, and I really had no right to judge you, you know, that I became just like you. I became emotional and angry and manipulative and all these things. And anyway, so I went through the whole thing. Of course, she reacted the way she's going to react. You know, it's not like she's been listening.
How was her reaction?
Just the normal stuff, you know. She tried to turn it into a kind of apology or making amends, and I cleared that up. I remember you saying, I think you said this yesterday, you know, it's not about making amends,
right.
It's about forgiving and dropping the anger. So of course, she wanted to manipulate the point and say,
Let me just say this, are you able to call me back tomorrow? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Well, call me, and as soon as you call, I'll take your call. I'm out of time, and they're going to turn us off in a minute. Shut us off.
I understand. I understand. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Thank you. I am so out of time. And the Hake Report is coming up now. Then the American Anchor Baby. And thank you all for supporting what we're doing. We got a lot of work to do. Jacob, a first-time call out of Florida. Gerald, a first-time call out of Arkansas. Rick out of Virginia. And the call that just dropped tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Listen, folks. Get on that straight and narrow. Know yourself. Keep your eyes on you, and you can't go wrong. You'll be made free. And check out Punchin' TV today at 12 noon. No, at 2 p.m. Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Not 12, 2 p.m. That's American Anchor Baby at 11 to 1. So Punchin' TV today, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchin' TV, all right? I'll see you then. Take care. The silent prayer, stay present, and you'll be fine. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent